Dave Bourne, the boys basketball coach at Swampscott High School, is with us. And, Coach, you just beat Lynn Tech in the Jamboree here. So what's the assessment on the game?
I was pleased. We just talked about effort before we came up and took the floor. I thought our ball movement was much better than it's been in our previous scrimmages. And, you know, obviously our two inside guys, Brandon Byrne, senior captain, and Nick Chabelle, who plays the four for us, also one of the senior captains. They played very well.
I saw you pressing them a little bit.
Yeah, we have to try to get some easy baskets because at times we don't shoot it well. So I was pleased with what we were able to get out of the press. We had kids diving on the floor. But the key thing for us is to maintain that effort, you know, each and every game. We can't take a playoff. You know, if we make a mistake, we got to think what we're doing the next play. So I'm happy for the kids. They've worked hard. We still got a long way to go, though, Bill. Long way to go.
Yeah. Well, give me a little thumbnail sketch on some of your key players that you'll be counting on this year.
Well, Vinicius Phillip, our point guard, obviously a strong ball handler for us, can shoot the three, gives us some toughness, good defender. He's one of our captains. Also, we got quad captains. Jack Porter, another one of our captains. Plays the wing for us, really attacks the basket strong. He's had a good preseason, worked hard on his body. He'll be a key for us. Some of the other kids, have to get the experience. You know, Reggie Sylvester's a senior but hasn't had a lot of varsity experience, a wing player. Jake McIntyre, a sophomore. Mac Midland, a sophomore. They're going to see some time. But, they need that experience also. So we're excited about what's happened so far, and we have room to grow, and we will grow.
All right, Coach, congratulations on tonight, and good luck the rest of the way.
Bill, thanks. Bill, appreciate it.
Dave Bourne, the boys basketball coach at Swampscott High School on MSONewsSports.com.